producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, there's been a lot of buzz. Okay, what's all the buzz been about? Apparently, there's a product where we could get our caffeine fix when we eat our peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Why? Because there is a quote-unquote all-natural peanut butter that has much caffeine as 2 cups of coffee in just 2 tablespoons of the peanut butter. A Greenfield-based company called Steam and its founder or co-founder, Chris Petazzoni, says this is a time saver. Your 2 favorite products in 1 jar. So peanut butter is peanuts, salt, peanut oil, and agave nectar. The caffeine comes from green coffee extract that is mixed in. And so, remember how there were these commercials for peanut butter and chocolate? 2 people would be running around an office, and then they'd bang into each other, and they'd say, you got my chocolate on my peanut butter, you got peanut butter on my chocolate. And you're like, what the hell is the guy doing running around with an open jar of peanut butter? That didn't make sense. Well, now we know why. Rather than running around with your coffee mug, you're going to be running around with a jar of peanuts. So, they say Keith Barnofsky, business partner to Petazzoni, and Andrew Brock were brainstorming over hangover cures. And Petazzoni says the unsaturated fats create bonds with the caffeine, so the digestion process is slower and results in a steady release of energy. So they figured combining caffeine and peanut butter would help with hangovers, help with energy, etc. The company started last year, but the peanut butter is already being sold at 13 locations across New England and sold online at $4.99 a jar. Not that expensive, considering. All right. There's going to be a tasting event in Boston for those of you guys in that area. Petazzoni says it's exciting because you have this thing that no one else has created before. But when you first go out there, people don't know what to make of it until they try it. Then they realize it doesn't taste strange. And then we have a fan for life. I predict you're going to be seeing caffeine in everything. They want to caffeinate toothpaste. They want to have caffeinated toothbrushes, caffeinated gum. And I'm really surprised that we haven't seen more products on the market yet. I'm not saying I'm a big fan of them. All right. But a lot of us are really tired. And we're not sleeping enough. And our Facebook is ringing and we're texting at night. I didn't fall asleep last night till midnight. And I woke up at 6. 6 hours of sleep is not enough. Yes, I could use some caffeine. And a lot of us have been going to coffee, but a lot of us have been going to diet soda. Well, now that we're finding that diet soda is not the healthiest thing, and we should probably avoid diet soda, people are like, well, then where am I going to get my caffeine? So what we recommend then is, well, maybe smaller, you know, more healthier options. However, we have some researchers that say, why don't you just drink orange juice? All right. They say, if you're feeling tired, don't go for coffee, but pour a glass of orange juice instead. Duh. Why do you think we drink orange juice in the morning? It wakes us up. They say it boosts alertness, it boosts concentration and reaction times. And the effects last for hours. They say people who have juice in the morning for breakfast stay awake longer than caffeine drinkers way into mid-afternoon. Reading University researchers put 24 young men through a battery of mental tests on 2 different days. On one of the days, they had a glass of orange juice. before being put through the paces. On the other day, they had a flavored sugary water that looked and tastes like orange juice. When they had the real juice, they did better. They also were very alert 6 hours later. So they think it's, excuse me, the flavonoids, which are kind of health-boosting plant chemicals that are in fruits and vegetables, etc. They think that's what kind of helps the brain process things quicker and better. I've always known that fruit, you know, especially orange juice, was kind of a pick-me-up. You have your orange juice and you wake up. I can't stand coffee. Problem is orange juice sometimes, I don't know. I should just sit there and drink some orange juice. I don't know. I should. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because every now and then I like diet soda. And I know I'm not supposed to drink diet soda. I get that. So, drink some orange juice instead. Okay, would you have caffeinated peanut butter? Would you have caffeinated anything? I would have caffeinated chocolate. I like to eat a little bit of chocolate every day. It helps me poop. Having chocolate helps me poop. So give me a little bit of something. That's some caffeine in it. I'll be good. But this is a growing problem. This is a growing issue. Yeah, I had another patient come in. EKG looked funny. Blood pressure was up. And he goes, yeah, I take 5-hour energy. I'm like, why? Why are you doing 5-hour energy? Because I can't get through the day. You know, we're talking about obesity epidemic. We're talking about, nicotine, and which is we had a study that came out saying these low nicotine cigarettes will help you, get off smoking. It's a study that came out. So we talk about people addicted to nicotine, people addicted to tobacco, people addicted to food, people addicted to drugs, people addicted to alcohol. Nobody ever talks about how many of you guys are addicted to caffeine. All right? I would probably venture to say anywhere greater than 85% of you need caffeine to either get you up in the morning or get you throughout the day. Now, people like me, I could get up, but I peter out mid-afternoon. And unless somebody's keeping me busy, unless we got some really good rock music going on, unless somebody's making me laugh or something, I will start to fall asleep, which is why on the weekend I'm always taking a nap, which is why I never call me between 2 and 5. So am I going to try the caffeinated peanut butter? Hell yeah. Am I going to try the caffeinated gum? Absolutely. I mean, why not? You know, being a good doctor understands what my patients are doing. Being a good radio host understands what my listeners are doing. But would I recommend it? No, I would not. Okay, you guys have to find another way to pick me up. And if you could do something natural, do it. You know, there was a study that came out we're going to talk about where the reason why we're obese is that it's everything around us. It's the chemicals and the plastics, which is something we've talked about before. But they say the millennials are more obese than anybody ever expected at their age. Why? Because of everything they're exposed to. We need to do things different and go back to what they did in the olden days. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2424.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Scott, who is wrecking the dials. I know Scott got in trouble. I know, if you're like, wait a second, why is Scott stuck working Dr. Dahlia's show? I don't know what he did to get in trouble. My guess is it was something big. Oh, Don took the day off. No, Spencer, you're in the doghouse, because otherwise they would have given you somebody else. Okay, but you got stuck with me. just don't do it again so you don't get stuck with my show. Okay? Anyway, so thank you for Scott working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in the 1980s, we had an easier time being thin. Remember, we were, let's get physical. You know, we were doing all this Jane Fonda and the Olivia Newton-Johnning, and I don't know who else was super skinny, Cheryl Teagueing and Christie Brinkley in our leg warmers. and leotards. I hated the leotard, by the way. All right? Because, you know, I did I tell you guys a story? Okay, so I was in ballet. My mom put me in ballet when I was 7. Now, I didn't want ballet. I wanted jazz. Okay? Or I wanted tap. But the classes were full. So my mom put me in ballet. I'm like, no. Do I look like a ballerina to you, Mom? No. Please. Say, put your tutu on and go. Well, in class, we were kind of preparing for one of the recitals, and the teacher told us no underwear. When you wear your tights, no underwear. And I was 7, and I was very intimidated by that. Oh, my gosh. You know, I just have to wear my underwear. You know, even when I take a bath, my parents make me wear my underwear. You know, we were a very clothed family. You know, you have some families where dad always walks around naked. Not my family. Everybody was always clothed, okay? You know, the only reason why I knew what my mom's bra looked like is because I had to help her with the laundry. But only me. The boys did not do the laundry because of the delicables and the delicates. And I wasn't allowed to wash my dad's underwear. My mom handled that kind of stuff. So when I was younger, you know, so the ballerina teacher, you know, she's like, okay, look, you know, because under the tutu, we'll be able to see. It's just easier to just wear your tights, your leotard, no underwear. Like, okay, well, that's good. You know, I'm not menstruating yet. I'm only 7. Should be fine. So I come home and I tell my mom I'm not supposed to wear panties. She's like, what? No, not supposed to wear underwear. No, you're wearing underwear. But I'm not allowed to. I'll get in trouble. Now, also, my parents would not let me wear shorts when I went to school. I wasn't allowed to wear shorts. I had to wear either like a long skirt, long pants, no shorts. But what I used to do was bring the shorts to school, quickly run into the bathroom, change, run around in shorts, and before I got back on the bus to go home, quickly changed back into pants. You can't do that in a ballerina outfit. You got to take off the tattoo. I had a tattoo then also. Had to take off the tutu, the leotard. There was no way to do it. So I wore underwear. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, well, what's the big deal? A 7-year-old girl's underwear is just basically underwear. It's just, you know, no big deal. Nah. Okay, my mom bought me underoos. And underoos had very thick borders. So, of course, my whole class could see the underoo border underneath my leotard, underneath my tutu. So no wonder I messed up at the recital. So I don't know why I went through that detail, but it's a story I think you guys really had to know. Anyway, going back to this, they say people in 2008 were 10% heavier than 1971 despite eating the same calories. People in 2006 were 5% heavier than those in 1988 despite doing the same exercise. So what do they think is going on? They think it's not only exposure to chemicals, but also antidepressants. Can I though say I really do miss the leg warmers? I really wish we could bring that back. There's a lot of things with the 80s I like, but I really like the leg warmers because if you didn't shave your legs, those leg warmers, I mean, they really covered up a lot. It was kind of nice. Professor Jennifer Cook from York University, Toronto, told The Atlantic that increased exposure to chemicals and pesticides, antidepressant use, and a change in our gut bacteria are three reasons, I count four, why people today might be quote-unquote fatter despite similar diets. Pesticides and chemicals and food packaging may be altering our hormones. These affect the ways our body gain weight. Antidepressant use has soared since the 1970s. A lot of you guys are on selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. These SSRIs are great for mood, keeping feelings a little bit less mood swings, allowing you to sleep and turn it off. But these SSRIs have really helped, especially a lot of women. Unfortunately, that could also lead to weight gain. In 1998, they say, and this is a study coming out of the UK, a total of 23.4 million antidepressant prescriptions were issued in the UK. I can't even tell you the number that happened in America. And that was just back in 1998. Now it's even used more so. Professor Cook told Atlantic journalists that people's microbiomes, their gut bacteria, may have changed in the last 35 years. More meat and animal products contain hormones and antibiotics, and over time, constant exposure to these may change a person's microbiome and cause them to pile on the pounds more easily. Now, what about artificial sweeteners? I think artificial sweeteners, that leads to insulin resistance. Now, remember, insulin is supposed to break down the sugar, get the sugar into the cells. Okay, when your body becomes resistant to it, you have more sugar that circulates around. More sugar that circulates around could, unfortunately, go to the liver, be turned into fat. So we got a lot of things going on. And then, of course, the genetics. You know, sometimes our bodies are like, wait a second. Okay, now we have all these foods. We need to make sure that we can mutate and handle this. You know, so your offspring then, unfortunately, starts to, be more insulin resistant and craving the sweets, etc. So, you know, we got a lot of work to do. And a lot of you guys are looking at diet, you're looking at exercise, you're like, this isn't working. So one suggestion I've made is maybe get rid of the plastic water bottles. Maybe drink your water from glass. I mean, I'm really kind of nervous about all the plastic. Everything now is plastic. You know, we used to, you know, I don't eat off of, what did we used to eat off of? Well, plastic. We had the cheap plates. We had a place called Gemco. And Gemco was kind of like Kmart. We'd buy a lot of our stuff then. All right, any good news? What about avocado? All right, avocado is very healthy. All right, a lot of good fats. It helps your appetite because it's very, very filling. It's very creamy. Rather than putting mayonnaise on your chicken sandwich or your burger, spread some avocado, natural avocado, not avocado cream, all right? But they say we are throwing out 70% of its nutritional benefits. The seeds make up to 70% of the nutritional benefit of an entire avocado. They say the most common way for you to consume the avocado seeds is in smoothies. You cut the seed into quarters and you blend it into a powder. Isn't it like nectarine seeds are poisonous? Aren't some fruit seeds toxic? Apparently an avocado seed is supposed to be fine. So, yeah, that big, huge thing that gets scooped out. They said the stones or the seeds or whatever are so good for you that they make up 70% of the health benefit. So, you need to cut into quarters. You need to, I guess, blend it down, make a smoothie, and then take it in that way. I don't know if that'll work. You make it up into a powder. You got to eat the powder. Don't do anything else besides the powder. Speaking of smoothies, isn't there a woman that made a placenta smoothie? Right? Yeah. Apparently there's a first-time mother, and she drank my placenta in a fruit smoothie, Georgina Girasoli. She gave birth to her child, Leo, 6 weeks ago, her first child, and she ate her placenta to replenish her hormones and provide nutrients. All right? Apparently, there's a method called hypnobirthing that she used. Okay? So she self-hypnotized, which I think is cool. Okay? You know, the less medicine you have to have while giving birth, I'm proud of you. Me, I had every medicine in the book. I was even popping Tylenol when the doctor wasn't looking. I was like, this is ridiculous. Okay, it was painful. But for those of you guys doing it with doulas and you know, hypnotherapy and, you know, behavioral techniques, good for you. I'm happy. The only thing I'm not sold on is drinking placenta. Now, maybe it's because my placenta, I mean, oh my gosh, it looked like a cirrhotic liver, even though I didn't drink alcohol. I mean, it was bad. I would have broken a tooth on the placenta. Anyway, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s, and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. L.I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, something very, very concerning to many of us is cancer risk. And a study has come out saying your height could predict your risk of cancer, because the chance of developing cancer seems to jump a third for every 10 centimeters of height. All right, so remember when we were talking about cardiac risk factors years ago? And I said how there was a study saying people of short stature were more at risk for heart attack. You know, if you smoked, if you had high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you had high cholesterol, if you had a current heart attack, if you had a family history of heart attack, if you're a male over 40, female over 50, those are risk factors for heart disease. And they found that short stature, don't really remember what the cutoff was. I think a man under 5'4", something like that. Short stature was a risk factor for heart disease. But when they talked about that, they said, but wait a second. Tall people seem to be at higher risk for cancer. And they were theorizing that maybe it's because taller people had bigger organs. You know, I mean, if you have a longer liver, you have more liver tissue that could then become, you had a bigger chance of getting cancer. You know? So it's some sort of a relationship with that. Well, here we have another study. And they say tall people are at greater risk of getting cancer. Being just 4 inches taller than average could increase the chance of some cancers by up to 30%. For each extra 10 centimeters, a woman's overall risk of cancer increased by 18%. The scientists found for men, 11%. So the study was conducted by Sweden's Karolinska Institute and thought to be the biggest of its kind. It looked at data from 5.5 million Swedish men and women born between 1938 and 1991. Skin cancer was most strongly linked to height. That kind of makes some sense. With the risk increasing by 30% for each extra 10 centimeters of height. Breast cancer, for every 10 centimeters, risk of 20% breast cancer. Okay, so 10 centimeters. Okay, so I'm 5 foot... I'm 5.5 inches. I was 5'6", and I've now shrunk to 5.5 because I'm getting older and my discs are starting to desiccate, and so your back starts to get smaller, shortened. So I'm about 5.5, which is 5'5.5". So if there's 2.5 centimeters per inch, that's 5 inches. So a woman who is 5'10.5" versus my 5'5.5" is 10 centimeters bigger than me, taller than me, more risk of breast cancer. So they say a woman, oh, here we go. A woman with an average height in Sweden is 5'6", has a 10% chance of getting breast cancer, meaning that 1 in 10 will get disease, and every 10 centimeters above that, ups in another 20%, etc. Average male in Sweden is 5'10.8". Slightly taller than the average American in Great Britain. The average height of an American man is about, 5'10", I think. So 5'10.8" is a little taller. All right, so they found the taller individuals are more likely to have cancer. Why? Well, maybe it's because we're exposed, if you're taller, to higher levels of growth hormones during childhood and adolescence. So it can increase the chances of cancer cells developing. Taller people have a larger number of cells in their body, which could potentially transform into cancer. Third reason they think is taller individuals have a higher calorie intake. They think the more calories you intake also has been previously linked to cancer. But here's the thing. Height, you can't do anything about. Okay? This is what's very, very frustrating to me. When we look at height, okay? I mean, you know, so you hear... I mean, I want to be able to do something. That's what frustrates me. You know, when they say, okay, well, you know, if you eat less than 2,000 calories, I'm like, great, just tell me what to do so I can do it. But when they're like, okay, well, if you're taller, well, what the hell are you supposed to do? So anyway, but in the meantime, all right, if skin cancer you're more at risk for, make sure you're wearing more sunscreen. If you're taller, maybe you should be getting more mammograms than a non-tall woman. You see what I mean? So don't just, you know, freak out because you're taller, but it's definitely something to look at. Okay, a lot of you guys are asking us doctors, how is everything going with the new ICD-10 switch for codes? It stinks. It is such a pain in the butt. I have been miserable the last 24 hours. I think I'm losing a lot of money. Because the billing software that we had to switch to, it just is very confusing. And if you don't know how to fix the claim exactly the way they want to, it doesn't go out. And so it's very, very frustrating. And this ICD-10, because a lot of the ICD-9 and 8 and 7 and these other codes, I mean, they're all pretty similar. Like blood pressure was 401.1. Easy stuff. Now they have tons of different codes for the same disease, but different aspects of it. So there are two major deadline extensions that we've had. And finally, by October 1, we were all supposed to have our act together. And so a lot of our billing softwares that were considered then that were fine are now considered obsolete, which really stinks because 15 years of working with my billing software and upgrading it and updating it was really kind of nice. But what are you going to do? Now, the diagnostic list contained in ICD-10 increases the number of description codes from 14,000 in ICD-9 to 68,000. 68,000 codes. So we all had to upgrade. We all had to expand our databases. We had to add data storage, add memory. But this is the kicker. We had to increase staff. Okay? This is something that is not going to bode well for the healthcare economy. Looks like people are on average needing to hire at least one extra person. Now, some of you are like, well, good. Okay, that's going to help employment. Doctor's offices are now going to have to add an extra one person. Well, they may be cutting back on other things. Okay, this is tough. Some of the diagnostic codes, like, for example, there's a code called Z63.1. Describes problems in relationship with in-laws. Well, I might as well just have that, I mean, on every single claim. There's also a code V97.33XD, covers patients who were sucked into a jet engine. Now, I don't know why these have to be there, but I guess they did. I don't know. I think they all got drunk one night and they go, you know what, let's give a code to this. Let's give a code to this. So, apparently, the ICD-10, is something that should have been rolled out a long time ago. World Health Organization was already on top of it back in 1993. Czech Republic adopted it in 1994. Canada rolled it out in 2001. China adopted it in 2002. And other countries are starting to look at ICD-11 at this point. Are you kidding me? And the reason why these codes are there is it supposed to help dictate how the more than $2.8 trillion that Americans spend each year on medical care is paid out. I notice now, rather than saying shoulder pain, there's left shoulder pain, there's right shoulder pain, and then they divvy it up even more. And, you know, you're like, why don't we just code shoulder pain? Come on. And again, my big problem with these diagnosis codes is where is the privacy for the patient? You know, on one end, the government is demanding HIPAA and, you know, privacy laws for the patient, which I encourage and I support. But then on the other hand, we have to put a code that tells exactly about the vaginal discharge. I had a patient come in with vaginal discharge. You should have seen the slew of codes and the descriptiveness of it. My patient would just like to say she came in and leave it at that. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to say with the ICD-910 change that the average office needle need one. I was reading something as we went. You could actually need a whole team. By the way, the American Medical Association revealed that a small practice to get ready for this new ICD-10 upgrade, anywhere from $56,000 to almost $226,000 to update and switch to the new system. And they said a large practice could spend as much as $8 million. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And, again, it's your privacy that's at stake. And I understand insurance companies and anybody else looking at these codes want to know your exact diagnosis and what's going on in every nook and cranny of your orifice. I'm just very, very frustrated by that. You saw the doctor. You know what it should be? Is they should just reimburse you. You pay the doctor. It's a set small fee. All right, enough where the doctor doesn't have to pay for billing, doesn't have to pay for upgrades. I guess this is what's bothering me so much, okay? I want us to do away with this sort of a system. And now that we doctors have invested so much time and money, and it's still going on, okay? I mean, I'm going to probably be the next probably 6 months dealing with this and upgrading and hiring and paying for consult fees, all right, where... If finally we get a Republican president that comes in there going, you know what, I'm going to fix the system, we're going to be like, no, I just spent all this money. Just leave it. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's so frustrating. But, you know, it's unfortunately the system now. And multiple other countries are thinking now about the ICD-11. I'm going to right now tell anybody we've spent hundreds of dollars to with the training on this that this better be ICD-11 compatible. If not, I don't know what I would do. The ACLU is suing Catholic hospital system over abortion policy. A federal lawsuit accuses Catholic health system with 86 hospitals nationwide of denying appropriate emergency care to women suffering pregnancy complications. The American Civil Liberties Union and the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan filed an amended complaint Friday against Trinity Health, headquartered in Livonia in U.S. District Court in Detroit. Trinity Health responded by issuing a statement that said, in part, this case has no merit. So according to the lawsuit, Trinity Health requires all of its hospitals to abide by the ethical and religious directives for Catholic health care services, and they prohibit Catholic hospitals from terminating the pregnancy of a woman suffering a pregnancy complication, even if such care is urgently needed to protect a woman's health or life. Trinity Health has hospitals in 21 states. The lawsuit goes on to say that the hospitals within the system have failed to provide women with the emergency care required by the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act and the Rehabilitation Act because of the policies. They say we're taking a stand today to fight for pregnant women who are denied potentially life-saving care because doctors are forced to follow religious directives rather than best medical practices. Now, a spokeswoman for Trinity Health released in a statement said that a federal court already dismissed a similar ACLU claim and Trinity will seek dismissal of the lawsuit. Said the ethical and religious directives are entirely consistent with high-quality health care and our clinicians continue to provide superb care throughout the communities we serve. We are proud that more than 25,000 licensed physicians work directly with our health system and share a commitment to people-centered care. Now, what I'd like to know is, did somebody die? Is that why we're having the lawsuit? Or is this a lawsuit because, in general, they're afraid that the Catholic hospital system will not help somebody life-threatening? Because I'm under the impression that any hospital, you walk into an ER, any hospital is going to give you life-saving care. And so I'd like to know what was the initial cause of this. I remember there was a case where a woman wanted to, have her tubes tied. And she, in her health insurance network, because she couldn't go to a Catholic hospital to get that done, she would have to go to a hospital that's 160 miles away in Northern California. And to me, that didn't make a lot of sense. Why does the insurance company not give her any other choices? You have the Catholic hospital, and then you could have another hospital down the street. Why were all the other hospitals off the list, forcing her to drive 160 miles elsewhere for her C-section? So that didn't make sense. That looked like something that could have easily been fixed by the insurance company. But the Catholic hospital denying emergency abortion care. All right. I haven't seen anything publicized where somebody died and that happened. So I think medical facilities that are private have a right to choose what medical procedures they want to perform. And a lot of us doctors are watching this very closely. Okay, I don't know how to perform an abortion. I never learned how to do it. And if anybody's threatened to sue me to perform one, all right, I mean, I would do everything I can to save the life of the mother. But I don't know how to perform an abortion, and I wouldn't know how to do it, and I wouldn't want to do it. All right, and so I would be shocked that anybody would successfully sue me. Because, I mean, how do you force me to do something that I don't know how to do, I'm not trained to do, and I can't do? I mean, what if the Catholic hospital staffs doctors that don't do abortions? They aren't certified in that. If they don't have a provider that does that, okay, then that's not the place to go to. In an emergency situation, all right, they would have to go to, the main medical center and, you know, or the teaching hospital or whatever. In an emergency situation, what would they do? Well, they would, in an ER, they would make sure that the patient had plenty of fluids. They would, if it was a blood pressure issue, lower the blood pressure. If the patient was bleeding, I don't see this as often in Catholic hospital emergency rooms. If so, I'd like to find out when this happened and how it happened. But if you have a private hospital, Catholic hospital, and they, you know, just like with, let's say you have a private hospital that doesn't want to circumcise. Okay, they don't believe in the act of circumcision. I think there's a lot of merit to circumcising, a lot of, you know, benefits to having it done. Okay, but I really wouldn't sue a facility making them do it. But I understand that's a little different because that's not life-threatening. So I'm dying to see what happens with that, because if you don't have providers that know how to do it, and you don't have providers that are adept, all right, and you aren't a facility that's built for that, all right, I mean, you have a duty to, you know, tell people, look, this is something we don't do. And I don't know how somebody could sue you into you offering something that you don't believe in or you can't adequately perform. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Oh, man, we still got so much to talk about. I don't know where to go here. We're coming up to the end. I think we need to approach what we want and approach how the media and how lawyers and how hospitals are delivering care and doctors, etc. I think we need to voice what we want. We hear what's happening, and a bunch of us sit here and we complain. We're like, where's our patient privacy, or where's our patient choice, or why don't I have access to a hospital and I got to drive 160 miles because they don't want to, you know, perform my tubal ligation. All right? I mean, I'm not sure what the best venue is. I know we tell our congressmen and we tell our legislators and we hope things get done. But there's got to be a better way to fight a lot of the crap that we're dealing with that we just can't control. We just have to take. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Yeah, hang me down.
Hang me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.